There you go, little Ozzy Osbourne for the morning. His wife, Sharon, talking about Ozzy's final days, even hours, for the very first time in an interview this week she's had with British talk show host Piers Morgan. Leading up to Ozzy's final performance last July, Sharon said the doctor told him don't do it. He probably wouldn't make it.
He'd been so ill. The main doctor said to him, if you do this show, that's it. You're not going to get through it. And we just sat there and he said, I'm doing it. I want to do it. And I'm doing it. His body was failing him. He was in so much pain, so much pain. You know, he had pneumonia 3 times this year. He'd had sepsis, and that's what really, really destroyed him. I mean, he was on these shots of antibiotics. It used to take 20 minutes for the shot to go in, and he had that twice a day. And it kills everything in you, the good, the bad, everything. So much antibiotics, and he just couldn't get over that.
But Sharon said Ozzy got through that final performance, sitting there center stage in his chair, and within weeks that would follow, he would continue to suffer even more, though. And she recalls the last words he spoke to her and what happened next after a night of rather restless sleep for him.
It was like 4:30, and he said, wake up. Already bloody awake, you've woken me up. And he said, kiss me, and then he said, hug me tight.
Was that the last?
Yeah. He used to get up early, and he would say, I've got to go down and work out. And he went downstairs, worked out for 20 minutes, and passed away.
He just had a heart attack?
Yeah.
How did you find out? How did you know?
Screaming in the house, and I ran downstairs, and there he was, and they were trying to resuscitate him. And I'm like, don't leave him. Leave him. You can't. He's gone. I knew instantly he's gone.
Sharon Osbourne talking about Ozzy's passing, which was just under 3 weeks after that final performance in July. And he died July 22nd at the age of 76. Sad. But she seems to be fighting through it in her grief, too. Taylor Swift on Stephen Colbert last night for an interview that revealed who she leans on for advice in her career. And I'm going to tell you, when she revealed who it was, it surprised me.
I have Stevie Nicks in my life in a way that, like, affects me positively constantly.
That's fantastic.
Like, being able to talk to her and have a phone call with her and, like, hear what she's been through, and like, she, you know, she paved the way for me and any other artist to get to do this on this level. So I feel very lucky that she's kind of like, she's like lended her very like magical, wonderful, wise approach to life to me.
Would not have had that on my bingo card for Taylor Swift seeking advice on a regular basis from Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac. But her new docuseries, An Eras Concert Movie, all drops again tomorrow on Disney Plus. And if you're a fan of Stranger Things, clearly many are, because this series is like through the roof right now. It seems the craze to watch it. Season 5 is a massive, massive showing on Netflix. In its second week, it's nearly 24 million views now in its second week of release. And it's the most watched show. 2 weeks in a row now on Netflix. 4 episodes so far. 3 more will drop on Christmas Day, 2 weeks from today. And then the series finale on December 31st, which is in theaters here in Regina at Landmark Cinema. And it's close to 2.5 hours long. So you can watch the final episode on the big screen, too, right here in Regina. Coming up with Kevin Martell, some pretty significant news developing from RPS here this morning. They're taking a hard look at a more than 20-year-old disappearance here in Regina with new technology. 5-year-old Tamara Keepness went missing from her home back in July of 2004, and police sending evidence to Ottawa now to be tested with new improved DNA technology. Regina Police Chief Laura Lee Davies.
Sending that away, and hopefully there might be some information that we can glean from that when it comes back that might help us out.
We'll dive more into this story and what else Laura Lee had to say in a few moments with Kevin, but the police also agreed to continue the $50,000 reward in Tamara's case as well, too.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Hey, the big Coca-Cola truck lit up with Christmas lights. Santa Claus driving. That's going to be in front of the Cooperator Center tonight if you're headed there with your kids for hockey or maybe next door at the Affinity Plex for soccer. It'll be there from 6 till 8 p.m. tonight, I'm hearing. I don't know if you've heard this latest proposal from President Trump's Department of Homeland Security that would ask tourists from other countries to hand over 5 years of social media history. But yesterday, a reporter asked him if he's concerned at all how it might hurt tourism.
No, we're doing so well. We just want people to come over here and safe. We want safety. We want security. We want to make sure we're not letting the wrong people come into our country. We're getting rid of a lot of bad ones from jails, from mental institutions, drug dealers, a lot of bad people, murderers, 11,888 murderers, almost exactly half of them committed more than one murder. We're getting rid of them.
I hear a lot of people already saying, well, I'm not going to the U.S. for a while yet. Still kind of miffed by Trump, and this isn't going to help matters. But I did look into this a little further. The new rule proposed by U.S. Customs and Border Protection would require Canadian residents who are not citizens of Canada to share their social media history before they can enter the U.S., although the new rule would not affect Canadian citizens with a valid passports. Hey, Saskatchewan Rough Riders quarterback Tommy Stevens, the backup on the Green Zone yesterday, talked about the most Saskatchewan thing he's done so far and whether or not he would be interested in being the number two quarterback.
I wouldn't say that the term short yardage upsets me. I wouldn't say that. Now, I think where that can be misinterpreted is that, you know, I'm only a short yardage quarterback. I think that that's where, you know, it kind of becomes at least a little disrespectful from my standpoint. But at the same time, like, I don't want to sit here and make this a brag fest about myself, but like, I played quarterback in the Big Ten. I played quarterback in the SEC. So it's like, you know, I can still play quarterback, but you know, this is just what I'm being asked to do right now. And so would love the opportunity to expand on my role, and you know, I'll continue to, continue to work and do the things that I can. But, you know, ultimately those things are out of my control.
Short yardage quarterback, Tommy Stevens, fan favorite. Oh, and about the most Saskatchewan thing this Indiana-born QB has ever done?
As far as the most Saskatchewan thing that I've ever done, this is a terrible answer, but it's also, I feel like, a great answer. It's probably hammering beers out of the Grey Cup.
That's 2 weeks from today, be waking up Christmas morning. If you have little ones, you've probably been up for a considerable amount of time. There'd be wrapping paper strewn all over right now. But hey, 2 weeks to go, and Santa's Anonymous into its last day today. And we've had a good push the last day. Still need some help here, in particular for ages 9 to 12, and could do with some board games. And maybe you'll get an idea or two for dropping off a new unwrapped toy in one of our toy bins, or even for your own household, from my buddy Donnie Uren at Extreme Hockey and Sports over at McIntyre. Donnie, thanks for being here again.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Tell me, what are the hot items in the Extreme Sports Holiday Gift Guide this Christmas?
It's almost a repetitive conversation we have, but this year, the hot items that we have coming in, Bauer released a new mystery mini that's got these kids going crazy, which is the Olympic version that's coming up in February. So that is probably the hottest item in my store right now for anything under the tree for kids.
How many sticks do I have to collect this time?
There is a total of 5 in the collection. It's the same as the mystery minis, but these are all based on the Olympic team. So you got Canada, the States, and the following.
And is there one unique stick that everyone will try to get, but is really hard to?
Yeah, it's Team Canada, buddy. That's the number one. That's the toughest stick to pull.
Of course it is. Are some items more popular for younger kids than the older kids in your store?
That is correct, yeah. We're seeing a lot of these, like obviously the mystery minis, but the training aids, the new training aids from Bauer that came out for kids at home that are set up in their basement instead of having a big space to set things up has been really hot for us. They have some stick handling drills, training aids that came out where they're color-coded and sequenced, so it's stick handling. It's just a pad that sits in your basement floor. It sets up in different triangles, and it's a little different pattern for stick handling. You go through the sensors, you time yourself, you get great rated on it. It's been quite the hot item for the last couple months for the kids, especially for home training.
What are the hot celebrity endorsed products? Like Connor Bedard, I'm sure, has something in your store, or Connor McDavid. Is there anything like that?
Right now, it's Sherwood. You know, Connor's very much behind and sponsored by Sherwood. So they have a limited edition mystery mini for him where you can get a signed version of his mystery mini. It seems like these mystery minis are kind of taking over the market every year around this time. It's been every time they get released, kids go nuts for them.
Donnie Rand from Extreme Sports. What about stocking stuffers? What do you advise?
The big sellers right now are the new Howie's line with the stick and Renfrew tape. State tape collections, the sleeves of packs are on sale right now. Those are the hottest items for the kids that are looking for. They're always looking for tape and wax and their grip tape. So we see a lot of that leaving the store right now for stocking stuffers.
Donnie, I can recall asking and getting new skates for Christmas at one point when I was a kid. What's the biggest mistake parents make when buying hockey skates for kids?
It wouldn't even really call it a mistake, just not getting them fitted properly, coming in and thinking that they don't have the time to sit down or it's going to take a long time to get fitted. Our scanner, you can be scanned and be sitting in the skate pit within 2 minutes. That scan is invaluable. It gives us a full 3D image of your foot and allows our staff and our guys to fit you properly. Understandably, things are expensive, but we're all about the fit. So getting a scan and getting properly fitted and heat molded is very, very beneficial with all the new product out there right now.
There's a lot of newcomers to just skating recreationally. So how often should kids' skates be sharpened? And how can parents tell when they need it?
Well, we can tell pretty quick by looking at the edge and how they're honed. So if a kid takes home a stone and is honing their own skates in between skates, that will help the longevity of that sharpen. But we're saying on average, depending on the level that they're at, every 2 to 3 skates as the bare minimum to get them sharpened.
What's your prediction for the next big trend?
In hockey gear coming would be Bauer. Bauer, again, released an amazing line of Fly Light with their skates and sticks. And again, another product this year that's just been flying off the shelves. The build for performance, not durability. Again, we'll save that conversation, but their Fly Light line is probably one of the best I've seen in a long time.
What's the most underrated piece of equipment that makes the biggest difference for kids?
Well, that's a great question. I would have to say, and when it comes to it being sticks, Warrior gets overlooked quite a bit with what they've come out with their technology and a base model stick. Bauer and CCM dominate those conversations when people come in, but the most underrated product in our store would be the new LTX from Warrior. It is one of the best performing sticks out there. The price is about $50 cheaper than most MSRP sticks, but the coolest thing about Warrior is they have a 60-day warranty. The biggest conversation we always talk about is warranty on sticks. You got 30 days, something happens, and once you get that warranty replacement, you don't get another replacement on that warranty. Warrior is the only brand out there that has a 60-day warranty on their stick.
All right, Donnie, always informative. Wish you Merry Christmas, Donnie. Thanks so much.
Hey, buddy, you too. Merry Christmas. Have a great one.
Yes, it's the last day to give a new unwrapped toy in one of our toy bins to Santa's Anonymous. And we've been a little concerned the last few days. We've been behind. But I got a fresh update here coming from Lieutenant Tim Fraser of the Salvation Army, who joins me now. What's the latest? Has it gotten better?
We received such an influx of donations yesterday that we are so close to hitting exactly what we need for our toys. We've pretty much hit our target on every age group. The only shortfall that we're seeing right now is board games and girls 9 to 12. That's the only areas where we're still short on.
Okay, well, that's very encouraging because some of these numbers you shared not even 2 days ago, I was like, wow, we got a lot of hay to make here. But we've done it, and we can't stop now for those needs you just outlined there. And when these families come through the toy store, tell everyone what that experience is going to be like, what they'll see and what happens.
So when they come in, if they brought their kids with them, they can drop their kids off at our kid area. We got some movies playing, some crafts, so that the parents can head on upstairs. They'll go to a push-up set up just like a shopping store. They'll be taken around by a volunteer and get to choose some gifts for their kids. You know, they get a main gift, a stuffy board game, wrapping paper, if there's some wrapping paper available, and some stocking stuffers available as well.
It's awesome. And we did see so many families come the very first, 24 hours, 48 hours. We were up to 1,500 families. Would there be more with a waiting list even from that?
Yeah, so we've got probably a couple hundred that have left voicemails and emails that are on our waiting list. So, you know, our hope and desire is that, you know, by the end of it, we've got so much extra toys that we can reach out to those families and offer those as well.
Okay, and just to be clear, Tim Fraser from the Salvation Army has just updated us here. We're way closer to being there than we were, but we're not there yet. So today being the last day, we really need support of those new unwrapped toys, in particular board games I heard there. Walmart's, Marshall's, Winners, Zippity Zoom Toys, Canadian Tires, Northgate, Southland Malls. That's where all the toy bins are. One last day today. And I know I get texts, I get calls every year, Tim, about Santa's Anonymous and wanting to assist in wrapping presents. It's just not the way we do it anymore. Why do you find it's better now when our families come to the store there?
We're hearing a lot of stories from parents just enjoying the fact that they actually get to choose something off the shelf for their kid. It gives them a sense of dignity and it gets a sense of pride that they just never got to experience before. So from a family's perspective, they're really enjoying this new way of choosing gifts.
All right. Well, we encourage anyone who doesn't have time to get a new unwrapped toy in the bin to make a cash donation. Is that still something that we are looking forward to?
Absolutely, because, you know, if it comes down to it, we'll go out and buy what we need. So if, you know, if individuals aren't available to go out and purchase toys to a store, if they can't make it out in the snow, please make a cash donation. We'll gladly do it for you.
Okay. The button there is at cjme.com on the Santa's Anonymous page to make a cash donation. Really quick, Tim, while I have you on the phone, Salvation Army Christmas kettles, I heard them ringing out when I was shopping on the weekend. How are you doing with that campaign?
Yeah, we're doing fantastic. It's our last 2 weeks. We're our latest was $116,000. So we're getting close to our $275,000 goal. This last couple of weeks is really going to be the big push. But you'll start seeing us in Costco starting yesterday. So that's always a great add-on as well.
Good catch-up. I appreciate your time and all the efforts with your crew at Salvation Army. Thanks for your help there, Tim.
Thanks so much, Greg.